Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, the Legacy and Faith Show this week with Paul Grant, focusing again, once again, Paul, on the faith aspect of the Legacy and Faith Show.
We're on
the journey of faith this week.
That's right. We're going to continue our series. Like I said at the beginning of this, this is a really exciting topic for me. And it's really a part of why I named the show what it is, which is the legacy part, which is when I get to put on my attorney hat. We get to talk about legacy, setting up how to transfer wealth, how to transfer family values. But then we also have the and faith part of it, right? So the faith part is that I get to have opportunities to express what God's doing in my life and the open forum to share some of that. Hopefully I can encourage some people and help them along their journey of faith as well.
Well, we've looked at God is good and all promises are yes and amen in Christ, and kind of the original family, Adam and Eve, and how they kind of turned over the keys to the enemy.
Right.
And that's kind of where we're at right now in that journey of faith. Kind of a big subject.
It's a huge subject. Even in preparing for the shows, it's so difficult to kind of keep everything really nice and narrow.
Yeah, you brought in a lot of books.
We actually do video.
And a video.
That's right.
And a Bible.
We actually do video all these. And so we don't have them quite up, but I think it'd be fun for listeners to actually be able to watch some of the videos of kind of the sausage being created back here. But yes, I've got a lot of stuff on my desk right now so that we can continue this.
Well, let's launch into it.
Yeah, you bet. So like you did say, we've taken a little bit of a journey of the opening premise is that God is good. We have to start there. And I wanted to establish some biblical truths in this journey faith. And so we know that Romans 10 says, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That word saved means to be healed, preserved, protected, and delivered. It means to be made completely and absolutely whole. But that's kind of where I think sometimes in this journey, we have a disconnect as believers. At least I have to say that in my 30 years of walking with Christ, I've had a disconnect in this journey of faith, which is I see that I'm to be made whole. I see that I'm supposed to carry protection, health, healing, finances. The entire creation of God is supposed to be upon me. But yet, I struggle in this journey of life. I struggle watching the promises that I see in the Word come to be manifested in my journey. So therefore, how do we reconcile this? And that's really what I'm trying to get at. And I hope that we don't lose sight that this is really the answer that I'm trying to bring in. Some of the things I'm trying to elicit is how do we walk in that every area of life, God's goodness is demonstrated and revealed through my life. Because you mentioned 2 Corinthians 1:20, that all the promises of God are yes and amen. That God's promises are his conduit to us receiving and living in his wholeness of salvation. That's the conduit, his promises. We've been given the word that we can encourage us, that we can have faith, that we can attach ourselves to what God is saying about us instead of believing what the world is trying to say. Because we have a lot of voices coming at us. We have a lot of situations that we struggle with in this life that want to scream at us and turn our attention away from God and his goodness and from his promises and say, focus on me and let me tell you what is going to happen. And that's the struggle that we all live in. But we have a real enemy that wants to turn our attention towards the things of this world and towards himself. In 1 Peter 5:8 and 2 Corinthians 4:4 and John 12:31, these scriptures talk about that this earth is under the dominion of the enemy right now. And that's kind of where we started last session. And by the way, you can find all of our sessions up at legacyandfaith.com. So if you missed the first two segments of this journey of faith,
there's podcasts there.
The podcasts are there. So please go to our website, download them, and kind of get the backstory, because this is going to be, you know, not a full justice given to what we talked about.
Okay.
But that's what I'm trying to give is a quick rendition. So Satan now has control of this area of the earth, and our faith must overcome him. That's why we are given scripture that says, resist the enemy and he will flee from you. We know that the cross has been the final answer in our life. Jesus Christ was given as a full sacrifice, that when we turn our attention towards him, we have the final victory. That victory was won. Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. What is finished? Everything. It has all been given to us. It's been restored back to us that we can walk in the fullness that God has created us for. But that's where our struggle is. So we ended up seeing in Hebrews 2:7 that God made man a little lower than the angels, and he crowned him with glory and honor and set him over the works of his hands. And it goes on in 8 to say that God put all things in subjection under his feet, under man's feet. For in putting everything under subjection to him, he left nothing that was not put under him, but rather all things are put under him. That's an amazing scripture
that
to me
is.
Of how repetition that is, just so that we get it. I mean, that was said 3 different times. Everything was given to man. Everything was brought under the subjection of man. Everything that God created in Genesis 1 and 2 was brought under the subjection of man, so that man, his job was to set him over that work, to have dominion over that work, and to caretake what God had put into place. And by caretaking, God put a hedge around man in the garden to fellowship with him. As a matter of fact, we see that after the fall, God walked through the garden saying, Adam, where are you? And they hid from him, right? Genesis says that they hid behind a bush. So I interpret that, or I see that, as God was manifested in the garden. He was walking, because otherwise the bush wouldn't do too much good, right? And so it wasn't that God was in heaven looking down as he may now, but rather they lived in such a communion with God that he was a part of their daily lives.
Yeah.
But due to the fall, that man turned over that crown to Satan by their disobedience, and that by that act, God had to kick Adam and Eve out of the garden. So we see that man's purpose was to demonstrate and exert God's glory and honor on earth. That crown was the rulership and dominion. That glory, it means dignity and praise. It means to be truthful and of good reputation, is what the Greek words mean. And so that was a part of what God bestowed upon him, was his dignity and praise upon man. Mm-hmm. In other words, we're to demonstrate God's glory and goodness and his righteousness through our lives. And that is what Jesus Christ has then restored so that we can do it by faith. And then honor, that's value, that's esteem, and that's actually the caretaking that God set before Adam to say, caretake over the resources of my earth. So that actually has a dollar, kind of a background of dollar and value, true value. And so glory and honor were bestowed upon Adam and Eve. But when Adam and Eve ate the apple, they handed that crown over to the enemy. And so God bestowed that crown of glory and honor, but when Adam and Eve handed it over, now that became the legal dominion and the legal ownership of Satan himself. And that's kind of where we left off from our past couple podcasts and this journey of faith, was we got to about that place. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to take just a moment longer in looking at really Genesis to see what the setup was and what we'd really transferred over to the enemy. Because if we understand the authority that was given to him, it helps us understand the struggle sometimes that we may need to face so that we can have overcoming faith. That's what I believe most Christians that I talk to really desire, is to have faith that is overcoming, so that we can see the promises of God manifest in our life, and we can, by that manifestation, demonstrate the glory of God to a dying world. And by that demonstration, we can invite people into a good relationship with their Savior. As a matter of fact, it says that we were drawn to repentance by His goodness, not by fear, not by the concern of actually going to hell, but it's actually His goodness that leads us to repentance. And so God wants to demonstrate to a dying world through us, which is the only place He can use, His goodness. So let's take a look at this. First of all, just as a as another starting point, Psalms 115 and verse 16 says that the heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth He has given to the children of men. So again, it's just this confirmation that the earth realm was given for us to caretake. It was given for us to have dominion over, but we gave that away. And so as we turn back to Genesis, we see the progression that Eve took when she was listening to the serpent. And in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, it says, "When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit and she ate it, and then she gave it to her ding-dong husband." So, therefore, this is the setup. These, by the way, also are found in John, 1 John 2:16, where it says, "All that is in the world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, these are not of God, but these are of the world." Well, we see these perfectly manifested in the story of the garden, is that when Eve saw that the tree was good for food, that's the lust of the flesh. So she wanted to fulfill the good food. And she saw it was pleasant to the eye. That is the lust of the eye. She saw something and desired it. And that she wanted to take it because she knew it held the wisdom or the knowledge of good and evil. There's the pride of life. And so all the three major sins that we all struggle with were demonstrated right here in the Genesis story. But now, what's the result of it? The result is that because we handed over that crown, that God was required to then lead Adam and Eve out of the garden. So this wasn't an option for him. So it says now that in verse 4, that, at the very end of chapter 3, "And the Lord said, Behold, man has become as one of us, to know good and evil. Now let us put forth our hand and also lead them out of the garden in case they eat of the tree of life," in case they are, in other words, in case Adam and Eve were to be perpetually stuck in this fallen state. Right. So the tree of life was always there, and Adam and Eve were able to eat freely of that tree of life, be in their state when they had relationship with God. But now that they fell, God needed to lead them out and turn them over to the voice that they heard. So after a quick break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk about how Adam and Eve's faith was transitioned from the voice of God and the promises of God and what He bestowed upon them into leading them to have faith in what the word that was spoken to them over God's word. And that's where we find ourselves today.
Okay, some of the heart of Paul Grant this week, the journey of faith. Focusing on the faith aspect of the Legacy and Faith Show this week. People, though maybe do need some help with their financial situations. Paul, how do they get in touch with you?
Go to legacyandfaith.com, and we can help you with your estate planning. We can look at everything that is going through with your family. All of our podcasts about estate planning, whether it's the estate planning side, whether it's the faith side, all of that is available at the website.
Okay, legacyandfaith.com. Back with more of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant in just a moment.
Are you aware that most estate plans don't work? Hi, this is Paul Grant, the host of the Legacy and Faith Show on KCIS AM 630. If you are considering creating your own estate plan and don't know where to start, or would like to know why most estate plans don't work, I invite you to attend an educational session on the truth about estate planning on Monday, September 10th at 12 p.m. noon. You can register at legacyandfaith.com in the events tab. And good news, you can attend in person at our Linwood office, or you can now attend online via live streaming. Many listeners have desired to join our educational program from around the Pacific Northwest, and now you can do so without traveling. So head on over to our website at legacyandfaith.com and register for our next educational session on Monday, September 10th at 12 p.m. noon. That's legacyandfaith.com, where you can also download podcasts from our previous episodes and the Legacy and Faith Show.
Your photos, slides, scrapbooks, and home movies are invaluable and irreplaceable. Barry Kenny here with the Bear Services. Call us to save them as digital files to be stored electronically and shared liberally. We will even come to you so they stay in your possession. Go to thebearservices.com for more information. That's thebearservices.com.
Planning with Purpose, the law offices of Paul Grant, is accepting applications for a part-time office assistant and is always seeking highly motivated and exceptional attorneys. If you're interested in joining a team that seeks to serve families, then go to legacyandfaith.com and use the website's email option to express your interest.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
Along with co-host Mark Holland, the Legacy and Faith Show, focusing on the faith aspect of the show this week with Paul Grant, estate tax planning attorney and a Bible teacher this week. The journey of faith and interesting discussion of kind of the basic stuff, the Garden of Eden, and really kind of God's mercy that he led them out of the garden after they ate that knowledge of good and evil, the fruit tree, because if they'd eaten the tree of life, they would have been stuck in that condition.
That's right. And God's mercy, his compassion, his absolute love for mankind said we can't have them in this fallen condition forever.
Right.
And so therefore, he led them out. He kicked them out of the garden. It was a necessity. It was an absolute act of love and mercy that says, in order to redeem mankind, we need to remove them from this place to allow them to follow exactly what their hearts have desired. And that's kind of where we get into some of the free will arguments. We're not going to get into that, but is that God set us in place so that we can electively choose what voice we're going to hear, what voice we're going to choose to believe. He set Adam and Eve up in the garden with perfect provision, in my opinion, perfect provision, and said, just don't go towards this one tree. And of course, that's the draw. But here's the enemy's MO for all of our life, which is, hey, God is holding out on something. God isn't giving you everything of himself. He is electively choosing to withhold something that you could get better at, that you could have more of. And that's the lure of this world. That's the draw that our eyes look at, is that this world is enticing. This world is crying out to say, look at me and partake in what I have to offer over the goodness of God. And so this is the struggle of mankind. This is where the journey of faith kind of comes to a head, and the struggle that we have as Christians to say, I am going to choose day in and day out, and sometimes moment by moment. I don't know about anyone else out who's listening, but by golly, sometimes I have to make moment by moment choices to engage and say, I am going to believe in the word of my God over what I see. I'm going to choose to allow his word to penetrate my heart and have my thoughts geared towards his thoughts instead of believing what is here or the voice of the enemy. And so we see that God gave Adam and Eve over to the voice that they chose to believe. And this is why faith pleases God. This is why without faith, it is impossible to please God, because by faith, Adam and Eve turned their heart and their attention towards believing what the enemy said over what God said. And so God led them out into the earth realm, and he said, here is where you are going to toil, and that you are now going to work the land. And so this is our state, that our natural state as humans now is that we have to toil the land in order to create and harvest from this earth exactly what we need. But God is still calling us back to a relationship with Him that says, but I'll be your full provider. You don't have to toil. You don't have to work as hard. The work that we are to enter into is His rest. We are to toil and work to enter in to having His rest versus working the land. And so what we see is that the great deception took the crown that was bestowed upon man, gave it to the enemy, but God is still on the throne. And this is a good thing. Psalms 135:5 says that, for I know that the Lord is great and that the Lord is above all gods. Psalms 45:6, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. Isaiah 66:1, the Lord said, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. That's pretty powerful stuff. Earth is God's footstool.
Right.
That's amazing. So then how do we reconcile this? Well, what we see now is really, it's kind of like a delegated authority, for lack of better terminology. So we have a landlord and tenant relationship that many of us can quickly understand. So if I owned a home and I chose to rent out that home, well, I still own it, but I have given really all of my rights over to the tenants who live there. As a matter of fact, by Washington law, in Washington, we're only allowed to enter back in to that realm, into the home, even though I'm the legal owner. The title to that home is in my name. I am only allowed to enter back into the home if I give notice and I receive permission from the one who I gave the authority to live inside that home.
Hmm.
So therefore, unless it was an emergency, okay, that doesn't quite qualify in what I'm going to bring and link into our discussion of faith. But as a landlord, I can't just bust in the door and say, this is my home, I'm the legal owner, here I am. That's called, I'm going to call the police if I'm the tenant.
Right.
Right? And so there's privacy issues. And this is really a very similar situation by which we find ourselves in the earth realm, is that God gave us that crown of glory and honor. He gave us everything under submission. So He goes, here, I am giving you legal tenancy in the earth. And I can't just simply bust back in without somebody inviting me. And during the time that Adam and Eve were in the garden, God had free momentum to come in and out. That's why He walked amongst them.
Mm-hmm.
But now that the enemy is in charge, God is unable just to simply bust His way back into the earth. He's legally not allowed to. As a matter of fact, in Job, we see some of this being tested, which is, God, if you didn't set up such a hedge of protection around your servant Job, then he would not serve you. What is the enemy accusing God of? He's accusing him of saying, you have chosen to be in this earth realm in an unrightful, unlawful manner that doesn't align with our relationship agreement, in other words, okay, which is that you gave up control of this earth realm to man. And now you are usurping your authority, because the only way that you can have your presence back in the earth realm is by a man or a woman who demonstrates faith, because that's how I took the crown from man, was that they turned their heart, they turned their faith towards me. And so, God, you need to have the same entrance back into the earth realm. That's what he's accusing God of in Job. And so God goes, fine, you're allowed to test man's faith to determine that indeed it is aligning with exactly what I have laid out in my word. Because if man demonstrates that they have turned their faith towards me, then I have legal authority, Satan, to cover them. I have legal authority to provide for them. I have legal authority to heal them. I have legal authority to take all of my promises, which are yes and amen, and bestow them upon that person who believes in me. And there is some of our disconnect. And that is really the place where I wanted to get this initial faith journey, was understanding our legal rights. Isn't that funny? An attorney talking about legal rights. It even happens if we talk about faith. Our legal rights as a Christian is to say, I electively choose to allow God to come into my life. And thereby, God has legal entrance to say, I can give you everything that I have promised. But each one of those promises has the ability to allow Satan to come and test the word, test our belief system, test whether or not we are going to readjust our eyes back to the things of the earth like Eve did, which is, oh, I see that the tree is good. Or fulfill the lust of the flesh, which is, you know what? I'm going to be impatient to watch the manifestation of God's promise. I'm going to usurp it. I'm going to thwart it. And I'm going to take control of satisfying my own desire by things of the earth. Or the pride of life, which is that I think God's holding out on me. I think that I can do something better. I could create something better than what God's promises say, or God is just not fulfilling exactly what he's doing. See, if the enemy can get us into aligning our vision, aligning our faith level with one of those areas, just like he did Adam and Eve, then that is the disobedience. See, disobedience happens in the heart long before the manifestation does. By one man's disobedience, sin entered the world, and by one man's obedience, then faith was re-entered into. So redemption by Christ's faithful obedience to the cross was then the entryway back to mankind. So the critical step is be born again. Once we are born again and have the Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the next step is the faith journey of understanding what are God's promises and beginning to understand that by one man's obedience, we have overcome the ways of this world. And so by that, we can begin to focus on God's word, his promises, and when we align our faith with him fully and completely, and we're going to get to there in our next show, which is how do we align our faith? How do we struggle through this journey of faith so that we can stay focused on the word of God, stay focused on faith, and not have anything that turns away from God's favor, away from God's faith, and enter back into believing what the enemy is saying. And so I hope that this discussion has been useful. Understanding the legal authority of what Satan has versus the entrance that God desires to have for us as Christians, but we have to be the conduit to allow him back in so that his promises can be bestowed upon us. So we'll take up more of this journey with the faith aspect, the journey of faith, on the Legacy and Faith show coming up next week.
Okay, well, very interesting discussion this week, kind of the heart of Paul Grant this week. Loves to teach the word and teach about the faith aspect of our program, Legacy and Faith Show. If people, though, are struggling, they need some help with their financial issues or the estate planning. You are an estate and tax planning attorney by trade.
I am.
How do people get in touch with you?
Head over to our website, the Legacy. I was going to say the Legacy and Faith Show. That's not the website. See, we leave all of our bloopers on, so why not? It's called legacyandfaith.com. Legacyandfaith.com. I have all of our podcasts. You can contact us. You can schedule for an upcoming seminar on estate planning. All of that is available at legacyandfaith.com.
All right. Another great edition of the Legacy and Faith Show with Paul Grant here on KCIS.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.